So, Kevin, the start of another season, first game at home to UCD, and important to get points on the board early on and to get the crowd behind you.
Yeah, absolutely. As we were speaking about earlier, we know it's not going to be easy. There's going to be no easy game in this league because everybody's recruited so well. From the bottom of the table last year to the top, everybody's recruited well. So there's very little weak links in any team, which is expected at this level. But as you say, we want to make our home form count. And again, last week there was a lot of stuff we didn't do well, but there was a lot of stuff we really, really did do well, and we'll be concentrating on those areas for this week. And we know it's not going to be easy. Willie O'Connor always has the UCD set up well, and they always play a really good brand of football. So yeah, it'll be a tough game.
Now you touched on at the press conference that, I suppose I could say, you wouldn't be surprised if this is maybe one of the most competitive first divisions ever, because you can't really discount anybody from maybe mounting a challenge for a playoff position.
Yeah, I would totally agree. I thought that 2 or 3 weeks ago, and then as the season's kicked off, kind of reinforced my thoughts. Like, I don't think Cork's going to run away with the league by no stretch. I think the likes of Wexford will have a say. We know Kerry's invested heavily. Cove obviously have money. And obviously, like Athlone there, we played on Friday night. Like, they had a huge turnover of players, and they've invested their squad really, really well. So there's going to be no easy game. I do think teams are a lot tighter together. There'll be a few teams that are full-time. Like, if you look at the Premier Division, in my time, there might have been 3 or 4 full-time teams. Now it's a given. If you're not full-time, you'll be spit back out again after a season. But now that is felt we're down under the First Division. Now we have Cork City full-time, Kerry are basically full-time, Cove, Athlone are trying to get there, and there's other teams in the mix, Wexford. They're, like, so you can see it now, it's actually gone from being 3 or 4 in the Premier Division to all full-time, and now the First Division, you have to try and merge towards that full-time setup to try and keep up with everybody, because the standard is rising every year.
And with the turnover of players at every club, probably until the first series of games have been played, you know, it's hard to really assess things properly.
It is. Obviously, you've all kinds of dynamics, the pitches, the weather, the players settling in, the new clubs and all that crack. So as you say, it'll take the first round of games to see where people are at. But yeah, we've our own ambitions, we have our own set of targets for phase one, and yeah, it was disappointing Friday night not to get anything out of the game. I thought we were worthy of a point, but yeah, we push forward and learn from the areas we need to improve on, and yeah, let's have a crack at UCD on Friday night.
And you've brought in half a dozen or so new faces, and for a lot of people the first time they're going to see some of them will be against UCD, and it'll be great if some of them can hit the ground running, and fans love to latch on to a new favourite.
Yeah, and to be fair, Timmy couldn't have done any more. He was struggling, as I was saying earlier, he was struggling a wee bit in the warm-up with his calf, and he got through it, and obviously he opened his goal-scoring account, which is not an easy thing to do in your first game, and he'd done that after 6 minutes. I thought he was going well, but he had to come off the pitch. I thought Daniel was very unfortunate to be sent off for the second yellow. I thought he had a real solid game. Bernardo as well, there's way more to come from Bernardo. Very, very technical player, and the fans will definitely love watching him as well. And then you have Tokum and Alex, and we have Nathan as well. So yeah, them boys all have certain characteristics that the fans will definitely love watching from a defensive point of view and an attacking point of view. So yeah, definitely looking forward to that. I know the boys are looking forward to Friday night as well, getting out in front of their home fans, and yeah, hopefully we can get some points on board.
And just in relation to the whole academy side of things, was it 2014 when you started off there, and then at the end of last season there was talk of you sort of being purely on the first team and maybe bringing in somebody new on the head of the academy? Where are we at in relation to all of that?
Yeah, well, I'm still overseeing it. We tried, but at the moment, and there's nothing Nothing to do with our club or anything, or even the FIA. It's the way the money's been handed down by the government and Sport Ireland and stuff. So the interviews are only happening this week. So I would imagine it'll be at least another 2 to 3 weeks before we have somebody appointed as head of the academy. And then obviously I can fully focus on the first team, but at the moment I'm still overseeing it, which is fine. And there's a lot of good people around me to help as well. So my obviously full focus is on the first team, but I'm there to kind of as a sounding board and liaise with people to make sure everything's running smoothly as possible, you know.
And finally, a lot of very promising young guys broke through into the first team last year. And for some of them this year, you know, it's a chance to maybe establish themselves a little bit more and kick on.
Yeah, I've always said that because it was my own personal experience. When you, every year you'd done a pre-season, it was just like adding another brick to the layer. Like you just felt stronger, you felt more confident. You had so many more belts and minutes under your belt from the previous season. And I can see a huge difference in Josh. I can see a huge difference in Gavin, Corey, young Adam, even Shawnee Bradley. I can see a huge difference in those boys as well that are really starting to grow in confidence and go, you know what, I deserve to be here. And that makes a huge difference to their mentality to come into the game. So yeah, that all bodes well for us, because I think at one stage we had six under-20s, six players that could probably play in our under-20s this week, and actually three of them could play in under-17s this week. So that's all wild positive. But don't get me wrong, I'm not getting away from results or anything like that, but these are hugely positive things for the club, and the wee moments where, yeah, things are working in the background, but yeah, my job is to try and get some more points on the board, you know.
And is it too early for you to sort of have a first 11 in your mind, or are you going to be sort of juggling about a bit in the opening games?
Yeah, well, Friday night, this time last week, we had a certain thing in our head, but then when people get sick or pick up niggly injuries, and then obviously the likes of this football at this level can be relentless, and then Timmy gets injured in the warm-up. He lasts about, I think it was 20, 25 minutes in the first half. He got his goal, but he had to come off. So all those kind of things kind of throw things up in the air for you, and your plans go out the window. But you have to, that's us, up to us as coaches and staff, they adjust to that. And it's the same this week. We don't really know what we have. You think you know what you have on the Monday and Tuesday, but then by the time it comes Thursday, things take a wee change. But that's why we have squad there, and that's why we have our academy here as well. So if somebody's not available, it's always an opportunity for somebody else.